KSJE and the Farmington Public Library present Quintos, Hannah, and Tales.
Hello, my name is Jaden Turner, and I go to Ladera Northeast Elementary School. Ladera Elementary School, and I will be reading Goldilocks and Three Dinosaurs by Mo Williams. Once upon a time, there were three dinosaurs, a papa dinosaur, a mama dinosaur, and some other dinosaur that happened to be visiting from Norway. One day, for no particular reason, the three dinosaurs made up their beds, positioned their chairs just so, and cooked three bowls of delicious chocolate pudding at varying temperatures.
"Oh boy," said Papa in his loud, booming voice, "it is finally time to go and leave to go to the, someplace else."
"Heh heh heh." "Yes," continued Mama Dinosaur, "I sure hope no innocent little succulent little child happens to be by our unlocked home while we are, someplace else."
Then the other dinosaur made a loud noise that sounded like a big evil laugh, but was probably just a polite Norwegian expression.
"Har, har, 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 har."
Then the three dinosaurs went someplace else and were definitely not hiding in the woods, waiting for an unsuspecting kid to come by. Sure enough, 5 minutes later, a poorly supervised little girl named Goldilocks came trapezing along. Just then, the forest boomed with what could have been a dinosaur yelling, "Gotcha!" But I'm pretty sure that was just the wind. The loud noise was immediately followed by another loud noise that sounded kind of like, "Be patient, Papa Dinosaur, the trap is not yet sprung." But that could have been a rock falling, or a squirrel. Either way, Goldilocks was not the type of little girl who listened to anyone or anything. For example, Goldilocks never listened to warnings about the dangers of barging into strange, enormous houses. So as soon as Goldilocks came across a strange, enormous house, she barged right in. Inside, Goldilocks immediately smelled the three bowls of delicious hot chocolate pudding. "Mmm," said Goldilocks. "That chocolate pudding smells so good. If only I could get to the top of that counter." Then Goldilocks noticed a very tall ladder that happened to be there and certainly wasn't left there on purpose. Goldilocks climbed up to the ladder and found herself face to face with three gigantic bowls of chocolate pudding. The first bowl was chocolate pudding was too hot, but Goldilocks ate it anyway, because, hey, it's chocolate pudding, right? The second bowl of chocolate pudding was too cold, but who cares about the temperature when you got a big bowl of chocolate pudding? Not her. The third bowl of chocolate pudding was just right, but Goldilocks was on such a roll by now, she hardly noticed. Soon, Goldilocks was stuffed like one of those delicious chocolate-filled little girl bonbons, which, by the way, are not the favorite things in the whole world for hungry dinosaurs. Tired and groggy, Goldilocks noticed three chairs in the living room, so she climbed down the ladder and walked out of the kitchen. The first chair was too tall. The second chair was too tall. The third chair was too tall. Goldilocks wasn't going to climb that high just to sit in some chair, so she hiked over to the bedroom. When she got there, Goldilocks noticed that the beds were also gigantically big. "What is going on around here?" groaned the exhausted girl. "The bears around here must be nuts." Just then, the room filled with a loud, booming voice that was either a passing truck or a dinosaur gloating.
"A few more minutes and then she'll be asleep. Delicious chocolate-filled little girl bonbons are yummier than when they're rested."
Even a little girl who never listens to anyone or anything had to hear that. Goldilocks took a minute to stop and think, which was longer than she was used to stopping and thinking. Hey, she told herself, this isn't some bear's house. This is some dinosaur's house. Say what you like about Goldilocks, but she was no fool. As quickly as she could, she ran out the back door and got out of there. Just then, a loud plane flew by, which sounded pretty much like a trio of dinosaurs yelling, "Now!" or "Charge!" or the Norwegian expression for "Joy Bomb Bomb Time!" Suddenly and completely coincidentally, the three dinosaurs rushed through the front door, but they were too late. Goldilocks was gone, and all that was left in the house were three disappointed dinosaurs. The end. And the moral of the story is, if you ever find yourself in the wrong story, leave. And the moral for the dinosaurs is, lock the back door. The end.
Hello, my name is Lincoln Turner, and I am in third grade. Today I will be reading I Broke My Trunk by Mo Williams. I broke my trunk. I have not seen Gerald today. Why? Gerald, what happened to your trunk? I broke my trunk. How did you break your trunk? It's a long, crazy story. Tell it. Well, I was playing with Hippo. Then I had an idea. I wanted to lift Hippo onto my trunk. Why? Because. Okay. So I lifted Hippo onto my trunk. But a hippo on your trunk is heavy. Is that how you broke your trunk? No, there is more to my story. Then, Rhino showed up. Rhino wanted a turn. What did you do? I lifted them both of them onto my trunk. But a hippo and a rhino on your trunk are very heavy. Is that how you trunk? You broke your trunk? No. There's more to my story. But then, Hippo's sister showed up. Hippo has a sister? A big sister. Did she want a turn too? Yes. She also wanted to play her piano. Two hippos, one rhino, and a piano on your trunk are very, very heavy. Is that how you broke your trunk? No. This is a long, crazy story. Gerald, how did you break your trunk? Well, I was so proud of what I had done that I ran to tell my very best friend about it. But I tripped and fell and broke my trunk. You broke your trunk running to tell me your story? That is a crazy story. That is a funny story. I want to tell someone your crazy story. Whoop! Piggy, what happened to your snout? It's a long, crazy story. The end.
My name is Casey Aiken. I'm in fifth grade at Park Avenue Elementary, and I am 10 years old. Today I'll be reading Goodnight iPad by Android, a party for the next generation. And for everyone who is as hopelessly plugged in as I am. In the bright buzzing room, there was an iPad and a kid playing Doom and a screensaver. of a bird launching over the moon. There were three little nooks with 10,000 books and a huge LCD Wi-Fi HD TV with Bose 5.1 and 6 remotes and 3D. And a BlackBerry ringing with Eminem singing, "Yo, yo, it's your mama if you got to know." And a Facebook friend with text to no end, "Tap, tap, tap, tap." And a viral clip of a cat doing flips. And the bing bongs and beeps of emails and tweets. "You've got mail. Yo, yo, yo. Boop, dink, beep, zip, zoople." And a fed up old woman who is trying to sleep. "Hello, Dave. Dink, beep, beep, donk, pink, tap, tap, ga. Boom. Okay, that's it. Good night, iPad." No! Good night, Doom. Good night, bird launching over the moon. Good night, nooks and digital books. Good night, Eminem. Good night, Facebook friend. Good night, LOLs. Good night, MP3s. Good night, LCD, Wi-Fi, HD TV. Good night, remotes and Netflix streams, Androids, apps, and glowing screens. Good night, plugs and power lights that guide us to the peep in the darkness of night. Okay, everyone, bedtime. Aww, do we have to? Good night, buzzing. Good night, beeps. Good night, everybody who should be asleep. Good night, pop stars. Good night, MacBook Air. Good night, gadgets everywhere. Good night, moon. The end.
Hi, my name is Eli. I'm a youth storyteller. My book is called The Mitten. Once there was a boy named Nicky who wanted his new mittens to be as white as snow. At first, Grandmother Baba didn't want to make mittens as white as snow. If you drop one, you might never find it. But finally, she made the mittens. When you come home, first I will check if you are safe and sound. Second, I will check if you have your snow white mittens. So Nicky went off to play. But it wasn't long until one of his snow white mittens dropped into the snow. A mole, tired from tunneling, saw the mitten. It was warm and cozy and just the right size. So he scurried in and decided to stay. A snowshoe hare came hopping by. It saw the mitten and wanted to move in too. So finally, it moved in, but the mole didn't think there was room. So once he saw the big kickers, he moved over. A hedgehog came tunneling through the bushes. He saw the mitten and wanted to go in. He scurried in to see if it was warm enough. It was warm enough, but the hare and the hedgehog didn't think there was room, but they moved over because they didn't want to get prickled. Owl swooped down to see why there was animals in the mitten. It looked warm, so the owl wanted to stay. They didn't think there was room, but once they saw the glinty talons, they moved over. A badger came digging out of the snow. It wanted to move in, so it so it went by it to snuffle its way in. They didn't think there was room, but once they saw the big diggers, they moved over. A fox came tunneling through. The snow was deep, so it was up to the fox's knees. But when it saw the snow white mittens, its knees felt warmer. It wanted to move in. It snuffled in, and the mitten was big. They didn't think there was room. But once they saw the big teeth, they moved over. A bear came lumbering by. It saw the mitten and wanted to move in too. Of course, they didn't want to have a bear in, but who could argue with a bear? The mitten swelled and stretched. It was very big. A field mouse came scurrying by. Its whiskers tickled the bear's nose. The bear gave a big choo! The mitten flew into the air right when Nicky was going home. He caught the mitten. He went home. First, Grandma Baba checked if he was safe and sound, and then she checked if he had his snow white mittens. And one of the mittens was very large. I hope you enjoyed my story. Bye!
And now, Della Fillerup will read Tiki Tiki Tempo by Arlene Mosel.
Long, long ago, it was the custom of all the parents in China to give their first sons great long names. But second sons were given hardly any name at all. In one particular village, there lived a mother and her two sons. Her first son she called Tiki Tiki Tempo, No Sir Rambo, Charibari Ruchi, Pit Perry Pembo. But her second son she just called Chang. Tiki Tiki Tembo, No Sir Rambo, Charibari Ruchi, Pit Perry Pembo meant the most wonderful thing in the whole wide world, while Chang meant little or nothing. Every morning the mother went to wash in a little stream near her home. The two boys always went chattering along with her. On the bank was an old well. "Don't go near the well," warned the mother, "or you will surely fall in." The boys did not always mind their mother, and one day, when they were playing beside the well, Chang fell in. Tiki Tiki Tembo, No Sir Rambo, Charibari Ruchi, Pit Perry Pembo ran as fast as his little legs could carry him to his mother and said, "Oh, most honorable mother, Chang has fallen into the well. The water roars, little blossom. I cannot hear you," said the mother. Then Tiki Tiki Tembo, No Sir Rambo, Charibari Ruchi, Pit Perry Pembo raised his voice and cried, "Oh, mama, Chang's fallen into the well." "That troublesome boy," answered the mother. "Go get the old man with the ladder to fish him out." Then Tiki Tiki Tembo, No Sir Rambo, Charibari Ruchi, Pit Perry Pembo ran as fast as little legs could carry him to the old man with the ladder and said, "Oh, man with the ladder, Chang has fallen into the well. Come and fish him out, please." So the old man with the ladder got up, grabbed his ladder, and ran and got Chang out of the well. Soon, Chang was just as good as ever. The boys did not go near the well very much, but after the festival of the eighth moon, they ran over there to eat their rice cakes. They ate near the well and played around it until Tiki Tiki Tembo, No Sir Rambo, Charibari Ruchi, Pit Perry Pembo fell in. Chang ran as fast as his little legs could carry him to his mom and said, "Oh, mom, mom, Chang's in the Tiki Tiki Tembo, No Sir Rambo, Charibari Ruchi, Pit Perry Pembo's in the well." The water roars, little one. I cannot hear you. So Chang took a deep breath. Oh, Mama. Tiki tiki tempo, no surrender, char by Ruchi Pip, Perry Pembo's in the wall. Tiresome child, what are you trying to say? Said his mother. Honorable mother, Charibari Rembo, ticky tick, pip, pips in the well. Unfortunate son, speak your name, brother's name with reverence. Poor little Chang was all out of breath from saying that great long name, and he didn't think he could say it one more time. But then he thought of his brother in the cold well. Chang bowed his little head clear to the sand, took a deep, deep breath and shouted, and very, very slowly said, Oh, Mama. Tiki tiki tembo no surrembo. Chari bari ruchi pip peri pembo's at the bottom of the well. Oh no, not my first son. The arrow of all I possess. Run quickly and tell the old man of the ladder, fish him out. So Chang ran as fast as his little legs could carry him to the old man of the ladder and said, Old man, come right away. Tiki tiki tembo no surrembo, chari bari ruchi pip peri pembo's at the bottom of the well. But there was no answer. Puzzled, he waited. Then with his very last breath, he shouted, Oh, man with the ladder! Tiki, tiki, tempo, no surrender, Ruchi, Perry, Pambo's at the bottom of the wall. Miserable child, you disturbed my dream. I had floated into a purple mist and found my youth again. If there were glittering gateways and jeweled blossoms, perhaps if I close my eyes, I'll again return. Poor little Chang was frightened. How could he say that great long name again? But Chang was a clever little boy, and he thought of something instead. Please, old man of the ladder, he said, help my brother out of the well. So said the old man of the ladder, your mother's precious pearl has fallen into the well. So they ran to the well, and soon the old man of the ladder got him out. But it took such a very long time for Tiki Tiki Tembo no Surrembo Charibari Ruchi Pip Peri Pembo to get well again, just because of his great long name. But it was a very long time before he was quite the same again. And from that day to this, the Chinese have always thought it very wise to give their children little short names instead of great long names. The end. I hope you enjoy my story.
This has been Quintos Hana and Tales, presented by the Farmington Public Library and KSJE 90.9 FM.